Good evening, guys, and welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shot. This is Josie, and today we have Obiri from the Time Out with Obiri podcast, and we're just going to discuss balance, having balance in our life, because, I mean, we have not been, you know, consistent with the podcast, and we need to try to find words of encouragement for ourselves on how to have balance. Hi, Obiri, welcome.
Welcome. All right. Thank you for having me. I mean, welcome back to your own podcast. Wow. I'm good.
Yeah, man, I'm okay. And you?
I'm doing much better. I'm doing great. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you know balance is a very sensitive topic in some cases for some people, because there are many reasons that would contribute to one having their like all over the place per se, you know. And we are here to just give word of encouragement, because we need it.
Well, definitely. What would you determine as your personal balance in yourself now? Like, what driving factor are, what do you define it as then to you, in your own words, basically?
That's what you're asking?
Sorry? Okay. So I was saying that, what would you define your personal balance as?
Having your from the most least important, I guess.
All right, well, like to me now, all right, so other persons, like, just by knowing me, they know that I'm a big fan of like balance and meditation and like zen, this whole zen vibe and the meditation and trying to be one in the environment, them kind of guru vibes and everything there. But yeah, like, personally, me, I like balance. But, you know, we're humans at the end of the day, and that's sometimes difficult to maintain, because this least little thing might just tip the scales a little bit, and you realize, oh crap, those albums are spiral. And you start to, wow, you're turning on a whole different vibe. And yeah, but, so, and sometimes to me, I believe that the whole thought of balance is really like, it's really a theoretical thing than a practical thing in a sense, if I get what I mean. Because like, all right, for instance, as we were previously discussing, like before the podcast, that balance, like, is really like something where you decide that, oh, cool, yeah, try keep everything up at the same time, which, it's like a juggling, but even when you're juggling, it's not sometimes one thing up in the air and one thing down. So it's not like everything in the air at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not really like a state of balance. It's just that you were trying to keep everything at the same time. So it's not like, yeah, keep everything at one steady pace. It's just you ensuring that, yeah, you're working on this and ensuring that this doesn't fall below a certain standard. So I think that that would be a better definition of balance than having like this constant plateau.
That's true. And I, as we were talking earlier, I mentioned not believing in time management and believing in managing ourselves and the activities that we do, because, you know, everybody gets the same hours per day. And, you know, many days we wish we could actually track or get a few more hours to do something, you know, that we have started, and, you know, to get more rest or to do other things, and, you know, try to get everything in place. But I think managing ourselves and our activity, you know, reflects a sense of responsibility in what we do in a day, you know. And sometimes we have a lot of tasks that causes imbalance, because we cannot say no. Well, in my case, sometimes I can't say no. And I think I should say no more often, like, will you, can you, ask me a small favor, whatever, whatever. And, you know, people come into you and count on you because whatever.
Boy, but speaking of, didn't we do a podcast about saying no?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I should. Because, you know, when I hear people asking me stuff, sometimes I feel flattered, you know, when they say, I can always count on you to do this, but, you know, when it's consistent and it's too consistent, you know, I start to get annoyed, or I, you know, I start to feel used, you know. And sometimes we say yes to things because we feel pressured, you know, to give an immediate answer. Like earlier today, I was in the town and, you know, I saw somebody and they were like, you know, I'm selling some perfumes and I would love if you would support me. And I was like, she began to talk about the type of perfumes that she sells. And, you know, and I was like, oh, I don't use that one. I have a specific one that I use. And she was like, no, money, we love the one. I'm saying, I'm not sure. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. I was like, okay, bring it to church Sunday. I don't want it.
The first time I listened to the podcast, though.
I should try to remember that I have the right to say no. I know to take some time even to think about what I should do before even responding. You know, and I think it would help to reduce stress.
Yeah, for real.
And when you start to say more no, when it's a point when you start to say yes, it gives the yes more power because it's not something they would usually expect from you. So we should definitely do a podcast and just say no. And yeah, that's my part. That's my little 2 cents in the balance part of it. Yeah.
All right. Well, like personally, all right, personally for me, you know, normally I love like the whole balance vibe, as I mentioned before, because even in everything, literally, like, I try to keep everything up sometimes, and it doesn't really make sense, because personally, as you may know, that I, like, personally, me, I'm a big fan of learning foreign languages. So, like, every day, I come home, I try to, like, learn, and then learn something else about the foreign language, and then, plus I have work, I just come from work, by the way, so I'm tired, and then learning a language, and then waking up early in the morning, or probably getting things done before I go to bed. It's like a whole different thing to keep up, and then plus, yeah, you start thinking about your future and plans you make for your future, and plus you're working towards that as well. So it's like sometimes I think you just need to take a step back and like literally look at things and decide that you are cool. Just coming from pause a little bit and focus on this instead of try balancing or keeping everything at this steady pace. Which is kind of like really, you know, it's something not really possible. Like a facade, yeah, a facade. So it's really a facade. I think you can keep it up, but no, just a face you put up or something not real. Which even inevitably you're going to realize that in the long run, and it might cause you to drain yourself mentally too. And physically, definitely. So just that you should definitely focus on like one thing and really take time to meditate on things in your life to determine, you know, like what's more important to do than trying to balance everything at once,
you know, like, you know, subtracting some things from our tabs that we have open,
yeah,
attend to what we definitely need to attend to. Balance. It can be anything, you know.
Yeah, true. Cause all right, look, it can be, sometimes it can be like life itself. What I mean, the most, you know, no, like you know, like take a step back from life. What I mean, like stop, like living, cause you know, we need to be here. So it's like me and like take a step back from things like daily tasks and
having routine. A social life.
Yeah, that. You know, that's something I tell myself I need to start doing, though, like having a social life and actually like going out. Because, all right, sometimes, what? All right, like recently I started like realizing that nature actually like giving me a different mindset, like just being out in nature, like different mindset. And I realized that nature can be the biggest therapist to things in life. And so like just being out there really helps create that sense of balance, even though it's not really real, but it kind of gives a state of relax and calm. True. More than anything. So
the
I think
ocean
that,
does it for me.
Yeah, definitely. The ocean would be the number one pick right now in the world.
But it's so, also, we also should have balance in a way it comes to fun. So you have allocating time for things you enjoy versus making sure that you don't overdo it. You can't try to find balance in a fun and then go on all the way over to fun and then you lose balance while trying to find balance.
Yeah, it's very hard for a workaholic. like personally me, sometimes even like by having fun, start thinking, well, yo, I'm gonna do something else in the meantime, you know, instead of this, and just to help me more and push me further. But I know that it just that you have to just think that and say, okay, cool. If I actually like push myself that much, my energy level will drain and then I won't be able to perform at a peak level. So it's good to, well, as I said, hard work, all work, no, all work and no play make Jack a dull boy, right? So sometimes you just need a little recreational activity or find something that will recharge you.
Alright, one of the things that I failed, I'm not sure if I mentioned it earlier. The first step to finding balance is acknowledging that you have no balance. And once you can acknowledge that, then you can actually work on moving forward. What do you think?
True, because personally, what I believe that in order to achieve change in any particular point or growth in whatever point of your life, you first need to accept your situation and then you can move forward. So if you can't accept the situation, you will never ever move forward. Then.
Definitely. So guys, we acknowledge, we accept, we manage ourselves, and we don't manage time, because we don't believe in a time management. We prioritize everything that we need to do. We make time for ourselves, and whether it be going out, reading a book, listening to some music, at least even 10 minutes per day, or being one in nature, as Biwe said. But remember, we have to live with purpose, and we can't, even though we need balance, we're not supposed to live our life in a way where it's like an obsession with having everything perfect, because balance is basically having it good sometimes and, you know, working to whatever it is whenever you have an issue. And life is a journey. We live once, you know. There's no certain time that you need to do certain things. And, you know, we go always have something that we need to do. So, yeah, it's important to just live and experience life at its fullest. Obi?
I personally, hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
All right, so personally, what I believe that once they do achieve like a certain level of quote-unquote balance, because as I said, it's mainly like of a theoretical thing. So remember, the theoretical thing is the desired, but sometimes the dual desired thing isn't really the what is actually needed or required. All right, it's practical. So once you try to achieve that level of balance, just remember that, you know, give yourself grace, let's just say, yeah, grace. So you know that when I do make mistakes, yeah, I don't say, okay, cool. You throw from balance and you need to. And if you need to start play and you actually like put pressure on yourself, but remember that we're humans, we're flawed, and we're all we can do is just try to be the best of ourselves daily. So, yeah, and that would be my piece. All right, and what I just read this quote a while ago, and it's from like Jon Kabat-Zinn. So it said that the real meditation is how you live your life. So the real meditation is how you live your life. So how you apply and go about your life daily, that's how you really meditate at night.
That's that quote is a great way to end the discussion and a great start to a new season. So I mean, this discussion starting season 3 is could have never been any more perfect. So you know, I enjoyed having this convo, and we look forward to having balance going forward, you know. So thank you so much for this discussion, and I hope to hear more from you on your podcast that you have coming up in the next couple minutes. All right, so thank you so much for being a part of this. Remember to check out this podcast, guys. It's Time Out with Beery. And, you know, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your evening or morning, or whenever time you're listening. Bye.